right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. In the dining room, Mike, Gloria, and Edith eat pancakes.
Ma, can I have some more pancakes?
Oh, sure, Mike.
She heads to the kitchen.
Ma, where you going? They're right over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you are.
Thanks.
She passes him the serving plate.
Ma, syrup, please.
No, thank you.
Mike and Gloria share a look of confusion. Then Gloria reaches for the syrup bottle.
Here you are, honey.
This is awful.
What's he doing up there?
I think he's trying to get his 50th shave out of the same blade.
Guess he didn't make it.
Where did Sybil Gooley take Joey, Ma?
That saloon.
The saloon?
I hate that place.
She took Joey to Kelsey's?
Who took Joey to Kelsey's?
Sybil Gooley?
Sybil Gooley took Joey to Kelsey's bar?
Well, that's what you just said.
I told her to take him to the park.
Well, why would she do a thing like that?
Hold it. She took him to the park.
Are you sure?
Well, that's where Ma told her to take him. You just got each other all mixed up here. Ma, what is the matter with you?
Well, I want to know how Archie got $20,000 to buy Kelsey's bar. I mean, he couldn't mortgage the house without me signing.
Well, he must have borrowed from his friends.
What friends?
Daddy has dozens of friends. Hank, Pinky, Barney.
Any one of them would have to give an IOU to a mugger.
Maybe he borrowed on his GI insurance.
Oh, he couldn't do that. He didn't keep it up.
Why not?
Because he said that if he died, he didn't want me to be stuck with the premiums.
Mike furrows his brow.
Well, I hope he didn't go to a shark.
A shark?
You know, my loan shark.
One of these guys.
Gloria makes her nose crooked.
Will you ask him?
Okay.
David, will you look at me standing here?
Archie comes downstairs, his face dotted with bloody toilet paper.
Will you look at that poor face on me here? How many times did I beg your hands and knees never use my razor?
Did you go to a loan shark?
Can't you say hello first?
Hello. Did you go to a loan shark?
Hello, none of your damn business.
Archie, I'd like to know.
Wait a minute. Listen to you all. Done a hard day's work yesterday, right? I drove a cab at the 12 midnight. At 12 midnight to 4 a.m., I'm down at my new saloon going over the inventory. I had no mood to play 120 questions with nobody.
Did you go to a loan shark?
I already told you. I went to the bank.
Why would a bank lend you $20,000?
Of course, without toilet paper all over it, I got an honest face.
What did you use for collateral?
Collateral? That's an awful big word for a little girl.
Come on, what'd you put up for security?
I put up you and Joey.
Archie points and Gloria wrenches his fingers. Edith and Mike pull them apart.
She's 3 years old. She's been doing that to my fingers.
She does it to my toes.
How did you get that loan? Michael says there's no
Michael
way that...
Michael says. It's a wonder a guy who's always got his mouth so full can squeeze out so many words between the fools.
That's so fun.
He's doing it for us.
All I know is there is something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Oh, listen to the big professor. Denmark ain't no state, buddy. It's the capital of Colorado.
Gloria stabs Archie's finger with her fork.
Fork into my finger here.
I want to see that loan agreement.
You ain't got no right to see none. And your mother's got a right to see the loan agreement. But she don't want to see it because she trusts her husband, right?
Yes, I do. I mean, I do want to see the loan agreement.
Mike and Gloria mock Archie by pointing their thumbs.
Well, you ain't going to see it. I don't carry important documents around on me.
Where is it?
I lost it.
You lost an important document like that?
Well, how do you know I didn't put it into a strong box?
You don't have a strong box.
Well, we got a cigar box.
And a damn strong one.
Stop,
Edith. I didn't say I put it up there, did I?
Archie, you're acting like you done something wrong.
Edith, there ain't nothing wrong. I swear on my mother's life.
Your mother is dead.
Oh, I swear on her grave, then.
She was cremated.
All right, Edith, I swear on her jaw. You know as much about that loan as you need to know. It's a $20,000 loan at 8.5% interest per annum.
That sounds an awful lot like a mortgage to me.
To you.
Do you have to do that? It's such a no-class thing.
Gloria sticks her tongue out at him, and he dries his face with a napkin.
I don't understand it. You couldn't possibly have gotten a mortgage unless somehow you got Ma's signature on a piece of paper.
Mike's mouth falls open, and Archie looks up from his plate.
The hell are you staring at?
Mike points at him.
Don't you give me the finger there. Eat.
Michael, are you suggesting that Daddy forged Ma's signature?
Oh, Archie would never do that.
Pleased, he raises his eyebrows. Mike hangs his head, then shares a glance with Gloria. Gloria shares a glance with Edith. Then Edith turns to Archie.
Shut up.
I want to see that paper.
I want you to go home and clean your room.
Gloria, maybe we better go. I have classes today.
On Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday classes, honey. Come on. Ma, thanks a lot for the breakfast.
I won't forget you bit me.
Don't come back.
Mike and Gloria leave through the kitchen.
Archie.
I only got one thing to say before I gotta get down to work at the saloon. Now, them two young people, they got their own home right across the alley there. And I think it's a damn shame. Every Saturday morning, they hang their noses out the window and they smell you making a pancake. And they trot over here with their tongues hanging out like a couple of dogs. Now, that ain't right. Now, I ask you, don't you agree with me, yes or no?
Did you sign my name?
You didn't answer my question, Edith.
Did you?
Edith, that ain't an important question at this time.
Archie, how could you do that?
Now, take it easy, Edith. Now, look at yourself all excited. Because I want to remind you, the loan agreement was there in front of us, huh? And you run away with me. You leave me with the pen in my hand. Now, my signature was already on there, so there wasn't any sense of putting it on there again, right? And the line called for your signature, Edith Bunker, see? And there was nobody else around to sign it, so, ipso facto, you know. All I'd done was take an old check in a drawer with your signature on it there, and I brought it over here, and I traced the thing.
That's forgery.
No, it's tracery.
You signed my name.
I had to do it.
You signed away my hair for this house.
Oh, Edith, I knew it would make you happy in the years to come. Edith, listen to me.
Don't call me Edith.
Why not?
There ain't no more Edith. I mean, you signed my name away. There
oh, come
no
on, more. Will you?
Edith gathers up the dishes, and Archie follows her into the kitchen.
Edith, what are you talking about a name? Like the guy says, a rose by any other name still needs water.
You took my name.
Edith, this never would have happened if you'd have stood by me out there and you run away. Now, listen, Edith, I didn't do it just for me. I got it for you, too. What do you want to be the rest of your life? A nobody little housewife? I'm raising you up in society. Be the wife of a saloon keeper there, Edith. You know we're going to do great things. We're going to bring help into the house for you. A brand new vacuum cleaner, Edith. With all the latest attractions there, you know? A long part that sucks the drapes and everything. Either, come on, this is going to mean money to us. We'll be able to leave a little dough to our grandchild.
Poor Joey. His grandfather is a forger.
A tracer, I told you, a tracer. Well, I ain't going to stay here and have you hurt my feelings. I got work to do down at my saloon,
well,
and I'm going
to go down to your saloon.
I don't know what people expect.
I try
to do the right thing. I push himself a little bit farther along. And this is what he gets.
And your son-in-law's father.
Well, let me tell you one thing, Edith Bunker. If you ain't got no concern for the next 40, 50 years of your life, you want to thank God that you have a husband who has.
Well, you ain't got no right to worry about my life in the next 50 years. I'll do that.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I don't know. But I'll work that out myself, thank you. And wait a minute. You better figure out how you're going to get my hair for this house back. Wait a minute. I think you got one hell of a nerve.
She slams the front door and keeps it shut.
Ma?
Mike sits with Edith in her kitchen.
You all right?
Yeah. You want some cake?
No, thanks, Mom.
Are you all right?
Ma, what's the matter?
She knits her brow and shakes her head.
He forged my name. Oh, I've been married to Archie for 30 years. I never thought he'd do a thing like that.
What are you going to do, Ma? You going to throw him in jail?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Then you're going to have to learn to live with it. Ma, Archie must have wanted that bar awfully bad to do a terrible thing like he did, right?
Yeah.
Remember what you once said to me in this kitchen? You told me that the only reason that Archie got mad at me all the time was because he was jealous of the fact that I had all the opportunities that he never had. He resented me because he never had a chance to better himself. Well, now he's got that chance, Ma. In Archie's mind, it's a chance for him to be somebody. And I don't think you can take that away from him.
It's just like my cousin Mildred from Bay Ridge. See, she was married to Mr. Brown, and Mr. Brown had a dream. See, he always wanted a used car lot because he wanted to wear a coonskin cap and do television commercials. And they did it. Him and Mildred mortgaged their house. And they opened a used car lot. And there he was on TV, wiping the prices off the windshields and hollering no cash down with coonskin brown.
See? And he made a fortune, right?
No, he went broke. But still, he had his dream. Oh, Mike. Thank you.
You know something, Ma?
What?
I'd like some of that cake.
Oh, dear.
She cuts a small piece off the cake, but he takes what's left.
Six VO, six Fleischmann's, a case of Ambassador.
Harry looks over from the bar.
Archie!
I heard you.
Hey, Carlos, go on back down. I'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
All right, eh?
Carlos leaves Harry with Archie.
What's the matter, Raj? Ain't you feeling good?
It ain't me. It's Edith.
Oh, she's sick?
Yeah, she's sick. Of me.
Oh, her too, huh?
Step away from me, will you, barkeep? When you're over there, get me a bourbon.
Coming up.
I just come to think it was the first time I ever ordered a drink in here. I didn't have to reach in my own pocket and pay.
You're the boss. Of course, you could leave a gratuity.
I ain't leaving nothing, not even a tip.
Edith walks into the bar and gestures for Harry to keep it a secret from Archie.
Arch, I'm gonna go on down and help Carlos check out the rest of the cases.
Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
Edith nods and smiles as Harry leaves them alone.
Are you open for business?
Archie quickly turns to her.
Well, he
heads to the bar.
I mean, we could be open, you know. I'm the boss. When I say goes, we're open for business here. Wanna be there, good looking?
Beer?
Yeah, beer. Park your carcass there on the stool. Yeah, be right with you there. Well, it's nice to see you drink here so early in the morning.
He pours her a draft beer.
Never reach. Either. Wait till the bartender puts up one of these little dirlies for you, see?
He sets it on a coaster.
First thing that goes up there is the peanuts and then a couple of nappies for you.
You did that so nice.
I did? Listen, I can really be a success in this business, either. I mean, no. See, all I need to be is a great host. And all I need to be for that is just as gracious as ever I was in our own home.
Edith purses her lips.
What do you got to do for that? Let me show you. First of all, people come in the front door, you don't stand behind a bar like a lump. You hop out from behind the bar. Big smile on the face. You greet the people at the door. Step right in, ladies and gents. What is it you want a table for four? Well, it just so happens we have one free right over here. Be seated. Oh, no, sir. You don't give me a tip. You're looking at the entrepreneur here. Yes, madam, sit down in your seat. The lady, you know, you slip the chair under there. May I take your coat, madam? No, you don't have to rise to have your coat taken. I can take the coat off a lady while she's sitting down.
He mimes sliding a hand under a customer's behind.
Hey, don't worry about your garment, madam. We watch everything here. Eat it. Look who's coming in the door.
Who?
Hey, Pinky and Barney, they're coming in. The big drinkers. Come on, boys. Belly up to the bar. Get your money out. See, that's the way you do it. See what's going on in that corner over there?
Oh, no.
There's a man groping a lady.
Oh,
he didn't even bring him in there, see? He's an interloper. Hey, buddy over there, take your hands off the lady. She didn't come in here to get picked up. She's just a friendly, little, dignified neighborhood lush.
Oh.
You gotta handle all kinds of situations there with Ian. I'm going to be so happy here in my own business.
Oh, Archie, I've been thinking.
Oh, please don't do no more of that.
I think that I was too tough on you, and I'm sorry.
And you forgive me?
No, it was my fault for not understanding.
It was my fault for forging your name.
Yeah, that was your fault.
Archie cringes.
You have to fling that back in my face. Jeez, Edith, you always do this. The first minute we get something beautiful going, you got a way of saying things that just, I don't know, that just breaks the whole spill, you know?
I'm sorry, Archie. I won't mention it again.
Never no more, huh?
No, never. I promise never to mention again that you forged my name. Archie, remember my cousin Mildred?
With the one eye?
No, that was Myrtle in Cincinnati. This is Mildred from Bay Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was married to a Mr. Brown.
Yeah, the guy that fell off the roof.
Yeah, and he couldn't remember nobody in his family no more.
Yeah.
Well, see, Mr. Brown had a dream. He wanted to open a used car lot, remember, and go on TV and do commercials, remember?
I remember
it. And he was hollering, no cash down with
Coonskin
Brown.
Yeah.
Well, Archie, you're just like him.
What do you mean I'm like him? The man went out of business.
Yeah. But see, he had a dream.
I remember his dream. He said that Eleanor Roosevelt was his mother.
But she didn't know nothing about that. See, Archie, like Mildred helped Coonskin Brown, no matter what happens, I want to help you make your dream come true.
Edith kisses him hard on the lips, and he grins. She pulls him close, smooshing his nose against her cheek.
Archie, oh, I'm going to be so proud of you. Beautiful. beautiful saloon, and you're gonna be the host with the most.
Oh, you said it, Edith. I can't tell you the way I feel standing in the middle of my own saloon. Yeah. My own business here. I got all kinds of plans for this joint. Oh. Plans of my own. All my own ideas. Wait till you hear, Edith.
Maybe we can get matching tablecloths and napkins, and we can redecorate the powder room.
You get plenty of powder in there because it stinks.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll take down them fighting pictures, and we'll put up George and Martha Washington.
Oh, no. Don't put George and Martha up. I mean, pictures of George and Martha, they always look like they don't want nobody to drink.
Like squirrels and birds.
Don't do that. Some of our customers, they get drink and they get awful scared of little animals.
Oh, yeah. Well, kittens and dogs.
No. Eat it. No, leave all the artwork.
We'll get rid of the pinball machine, because that's gambling.
Edith, you get rid of the pinball machine, and a guy who smells like garlic will come around, kiss me on both cheeks, and put a hole in my head.
Edith hurries to the bar stools.
No, Edith, that's enough, Edith. Now, I don't want to hear no more. This is my boss. I'm the boss of this bar, and I'm the boss, and I'm the guy that says what goes.
But you made me a partner.
When did I do that?
When you forged my name.
Slumping over the bar, Archie rubs his forehead. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Andre Pavon, Carlos. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions, Incorporated. Recorded at Metromedia Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.